Arizona's Department of Health Services is reporting 4,381 new cases of COVID-19 today. The department recorded 231 COVID-related deaths in the past 24 hours. 14,286 Arizonans have died since the beginning of the pandemic. Every morning on the show, we read those COVID-19 figures provided by the Arizona Department of Health Services. New cases, related deaths, ICU beds in use. And as the pandemic has continued, context has come into clearer focus, with elements including how many tests were conducted and what the positivity rate has been. Since vaccines have been available and the state has rolled out inoculation sites, we're being told how many Arizonans have received the shots. But there's a need to know more as part of understanding the entire process. Garrett Archer is the data guru at KNXV-TV here in Phoenix. I spoke with him earlier about this and began by asking why there isn't more clear data on vaccinations.
So essentially, what we have for COVID-19 vaccinations in Arizona is a PDF report that gives us the total raw counts of vaccines that have been administered and ordered in a specific county, as well as the phase in which that county is in. So for example, the latest report shows that about 861,000 vaccines have been administered. About 648,000 of those are one-shot vaccines, and about 159,000 of those are people who have gotten two doses, so what they call the complete series. Mm-hmm. And of course, the challenge with having just this data is, while we do know what phase every county is in, we simply have no idea the demographic or statistical breakdowns of any of this data, with the exception of the, as I said, just the raw count of numbers. So we don't know if, for example, there's a large percentage of people who are of a certain age, of a certain ethnic background. And we do know from the case and death rates from COVID-19 that there are certain groups that are absolutely more impacted by COVID-19 than others. And we simply have no idea what the rates of vaccination for those groups are.
So when it comes to the kind of data you'd like to see, just how much context are we missing there in terms of understanding who's getting vaccinated, how well it's working, et cetera?
Yes, as the counties go into different phases, and so whenever a county moves to a different phase, they're obviously adding a whole large population of people that are now eligible for the vaccine. And without knowing sort of the demographic data, we again, it's a challenge to know, say, for example, if one group in that phase. So, for example, in phase 1B, we've been adding prioritizing people that are 65 and up. And we simply don't know if the majority of these vaccines or whatever portion of the vaccines are going to that group, which is a fairly high risk group for COVID-19. And so that's a challenge. We also don't know, for example, in places like the in tribal areas, how much of these vaccines are going to tribal areas and how many are not. And in the tribal areas, are they going to certain groups? We simply, again, don't know this information because we don't have this demographic breakdown.
Has the governor's office, has the Department of Health Services explained why this data hasn't been released? Do they have it and they just haven't broken it down yet?
I do know, based on conversations, that there is something, they are attempting to get something in the works that would be some sort of dashboard for this data. I do not know if that dashboard is going to include any sort of this demographic data that we do have for the cases and everything else that surrounds COVID-19. So I, one of the challenges of that could be, of course, what we know about the data that comes from COVID-19, the case data and the hospitalization data and all of that is coming from a singular data source that is shared by all of the county health departments across the state, and the hospitals have access to this data source as well. Now, these vaccinations, the system may not be the same system that is basically powering the dashboards that give all the information to the public on COVID-19. And that does present a challenge because we simply, you know, just as someone who has an IT background, you don't know how that information is laid out. You don't know how much more difficult it is to put into sort of an aggregated report situation. And we also don't know if this data is spread around and shared in the same manner that it is by the county and state health departments right now. And that does provide a challenge for getting this data out there. However, this is something that the departments do really need to consider as a priority to give us something other than just these, you know, these simple aggregated counts, as well as sort of a vaccination rate per 100,000. While this is very important information, this doesn't give us enough to know if there are groups that are more in need of the vaccination and or the vaccine, and they're just, they don't have access to it, or they're being vaccinated at a lower rate than other groups. And the government may have to, you know, do some sort of action to, you know, sort of ramp up the vaccination in certain groups.
Gary, let me pull back for a moment to go to the general dashboard that many people have been following for nearly a year when it comes to the data as to the number of cases in the state or in the county. Trying to figure out where we are with that. I'd like to have you critique what the dashboard has been doing. We certainly on our show, every morning, we read the numbers on the air. What do you make of that conglomeration of numbers? Has that been better in terms of the breakdown, or is it still hard for the public to understand?
So the state has been very good about giving a lot of data on COVID-19, hospitalization rates, deaths, demographic information in an aggregated format. So one of the problems that one of the critiques I would have is not necessarily for the state, but for the context around this. For example, when the news organizations report out the data on a daily basis, that is the data that has come in and to the state. And what we see sometimes, for example, is for we'll have a situation with a positivity rate that is reported, which is the simple cases to tests will sometimes be 60, 70, 80%. And people will look at it and say, wow, we have an 80% positivity rate. And the issue that comes with the data is that the more important data is the epi data, which is the date of occurrence. And because oftentimes with deaths or with cases, anything, most of this data is not coming from that singular day, but actually happened over the course of about 2 weeks. It sort of paints a picture of something that, you know, we might be seeing what we think is a trend up, but really it's a trend down, or vice versa. And so it the context can be very difficult in the way that the data is presented. And that has been a challenge in reporting for COVID-19, is trying to split between what is reported and what is actually going on the ground with the epi data. Like, for example, as of the most recent reports, our positivity rates are close to 10% right now. But if you just look at the reported data on the summary page, for example, you would think that our positivity rate is closer to 50, 60%. And so this is sort of a challenge that comes with this data, is providing the context, because while they give a lot of data, it can be taken out of context often.
That is Garrett Archer. He is better known as the Data Guru from KNXV Channel 15 here in Phoenix. Garrett, thanks so much for your work and your time. Take care.
Sure. Absolutely, Steve. Thank you.